Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We're going right up to Orlando. We got him for a few minutes. Nice enough to join us, Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. Beas, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Hey, man. Let's jump right to it. Overall, Mike McDaniel yesterday, play calling, not surprised there, right? He needs to come back and be the guy.
Yeah, no. As someone pointed out, he did orchestrate the top five offense and got, you know, Pro Bowl quarterback developed and all these things. Yeah. Certainly, he may have stubbed his toe down the stretch. But there's a reason you have Mike McDaniel as your head coach, and that's for him to call plays.
Hey, Bees, this popped up yesterday a lot about Omar's talking about Tua and holding out. And Mike came out and said, hey, man, we have a working relationship. Basically, he's not going to miss anything. That's not where our relationship is. He wouldn't do that to me. How'd you read into that?
Yeah, and he also made the point that there's nothing more that Tua loves other than spending time with his family, being on the football field with his teammates. And that's not just a slogan. That really applies to Tua. That's where he's his most comfortable, and I think he would feel really out of place if he didn't have that experience. So I think the two sides are going to continue to work on this throughout the spring, throughout the summer. I think Tua knows the timeline. I feel like if it's mid-July and there's a deal not done, maybe he'll start really tightening the screws. But I think he understands this is going to be a long process. And doing something punitive like holding out in April, I don't think really helps his cause.
Do you think they get a deal done, though? You feel like they will get an extension done before we start playing games?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to help them in many ways. And we just saw what happens if you wait for the deadline to try to re-sign your best players. They just lost Christian Wilkins and Robert Hunt. So if they're serious about Tua being their quarterback long term, they have every incentive to get that deal done.
Odell Beckham Jr., you think that deal gets done? And what's the magic number for 1 year in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give that guy more than 10. I think that's probably the neighborhood, 6 to 8 maybe, with, you know, some incentives thrown in. My guess is probably closer to what the Dolphins offered. They did make an offer to Odell, but clearly it wasn't enough. He's going to continue his free agency tour. It might be a deal where there's no offer good enough for him right now, and he's just going to wait on it. We'll see.
Hey, Bees, he talked a little bit about the draft coming up and stuff, and for me, I look at the group they have on the offensive line, including Isaiah Wynn being back and Tron Armstead, who've got a lot of injuries, and I see a lot of the same names from last year, minus a center and a right guard. I don't see enough there. I think we still have to draft one of those offensive linemen up high. Do you feel that way?
Oh, no, and I think they know that as well. I mean, there's in no world is the offensive line they have right now better than the offensive line, or close to as good as the offensive line as last year. They need to make multiple improvements, and guys, I don't think it's just the draft. I think they're going to have that big pot of money that opens up after June 1st. from the Xavier Howard cut, and I think they're going to apply some of that. They're going to continue to build the trenches, and I think the same is to be true. It's true at defensive tackle. I think their starting defensive tackle might not be on the roster yet.
I'm glad you said that, because I call it Zach Sealer. Who's going to play with Zach Sealer next year? And they got a lot of names. I just don't know how good, not a shot at any of those guys, how good they are as a group.
Yeah, I mean, Benito Jones is going to give you some snaps, and they've got some pros up and down that line, but how many impact players they have, I think they need another one.
Yeah, okay. Hey, real quickly, too, on this wide receiver in the draft, he teases with that a little bit, talking about it. How do you think that happens?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see them giving money to Odell and using a first-round pick to give you that four wide receivers. So you're using a first-round pick then on a guy that you don't, unless there's a major injury, you don't see playing more than 300-400 snaps. Why would you do that? You know, I understand the long-term thinking, you know, Tyreek's not going to be here forever and Jalen's on a contract and maybe you need to protect yourself, but I don't know if this is the year to do it in the first round. Now, if you want to sell me on a second-round quarter wide receiver, I'm definitely down with that. Like I get that, but round one needs to be address a real position of need, because they have a couple of them with a solid player that can play day one.
Expectations still extremely high. Did you get that from Coach yesterday as well?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, there's been a lot of people thinking the sky's falling. I think we talked about this last week, that I don't think it's nearly as bad as people are letting on. They have some real concerns, as we've mentioned, and we still don't know, you know, the quarterback's going to take the next step. And there's some unanswered questions for sure. But I kind of get what McDaniel was saying. It's like, and I think even if you broaden the lens beyond the McDaniel era, they've had winning seasons four straight years. And it's no small part because Tua has been their quarterback, and they've had some pretty good coaching. Even, you know, Brian Flores, you know, all of his flaws aside, he was a good coach, man. He figured out how to get the most out of the least. And so I think this team hasn't earned a ton of leeway, but I think they've earned a little bit of the benefit of the doubt that, hey, they're going to be competitive again this year. But now the question is, and it's the broader question. I had a conversation last night with Perk about it extensively. Is treading water again at 9-8 or to 11-6 and maybe winning a playoff game in the first round, is that enough? Now that's a different conversation. I don't think they have enough, certainly at this point, to do more than that. Is Steve Ross patient enough to say, okay, we can have this reset year and then we're going to springboard in 2025? I don't know. But I do think right now, the way this team is the roster's composition of the roster, I think that they have a pretty hard seal. I mean, it's probably the divisional round of playoffs.
Help me out, swivel, hip, drop, tackle. What was your thoughts? I see the whole defense in the NFL, everybody, all upset right now.
Yeah, and the question is how, you know, strict to the book do they enforce this? And I think intentionality needs to be part of it as well. If a guy just happens to roll onto a player's leg because that's how the momentum took him, that's one thing. But they're talking about guys who lift themselves up off the air and twist,
yeah,
and basically just, you know, really, do some really dangerous tackles. And the point they made, and they had a pretty convincing argument yesterday, the point they made is, you know, when we took the head out of the game, it was about three bad weeks of a ton of penalties, and slowly it rectified. And I think you'll see the same thing here. There are people against the horse collar tackle being, you know, eliminated years back.
Right.
And how many horse collars do you see at this point? Maybe one a month in games. So, I think players never like something new that's out of their control when this is out of their control, but I think they'll learn to deal with it.
So you're not dealing with the flag football stuff. You knew there were going to be a couple guys come out on social media, throw the flag football and the Olympics in there a little bit.
You're never going to go broke trying to have your kid play offensive football instead of defensive football, right? I mean, that's where the money is, and I think the league understands that. But teams always adjust, and they will adjust to this too.
So real quickly, as we look at this group, how do you feel about what they've done in free agency overall? I know we've already done. I did a little chart on where I think they're better and where I think they still need to get. How do you feel about this group?
Yeah, I think the farther away from the offensive line, the stronger or the trenches, the stronger the teams are. Right, like the offensive and defensive lines right now are, I'd say, the weakness of the team. You get farther away, the tight end and the edges, those are, you know, good players. And certainly on if Chubb and Jalen Phillips come back, those are really good players. You get a little further away, running back and wide receiver and the linebackers, then you get all the way out, quarterback and the speed guys on the outside, those are your defensive backs. And I think those are the two strongest units that offense have. So, you know, incomplete, obviously, is their grade. They still have a lot of work to do. And again, I don't think this is a team right now, as I'm looking at it on paper, it's going to compete with Kansas City, which has not lost the AFC in a long time, and Cincinnati and Baltimore and all these teams will be really good. I think the Dolphins are good enough right now to be a part of the mix, but it's going to be really tough for me to see them get over that hump unless they get better in ways that we don't see.
All right, I'm running out of time here real quickly. Tight end position. The names look like we're going to try to be a lot more productive at tight end. Do you expect Mike to get the tight ends more involved in the game plan?
Yeah, and I don't think they're done yet, Joe. I think there's a real possibility that they use a draft pick on tight end as well. So I know they've been sniffing around tight ends in the draft, and we'll see. I mean, people might think, oh, that's silly. Why would you another asset there? Clearly, they think it's a position of need and it's a position of strength in the draft. So I would not be surprised if they're not done at that position.
Thank you so much, Bees. I appreciate it, man. That was the fastest 10 minutes I've ever done. It felt like 2 minutes. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.